Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Monday. 9 minutes after 5 in the a.m. I realized yesterday, I woke up about 4:30 in the morning yesterday for some reason. You know, instead of sleeping in a little bit.
Well, you're getting to that age where you wake up numerous times in the middle of the night.
No. That's not an issue yet. So I don't know. When you're used to waking up at, you know, 2:30 in the morning, your body goes, hey, buddy, it's 4:30. You need to wake the heck up. You're oversleeping. And I realized as I got a glass of water, I was parched. I'm walking back into the bedroom. It's like, dude, it's 4:30 in the morning. Who in the heck in their right mind gets up this early in the morning? This is when we start the show. I just thought that was kind of an interesting observation. For those of you who have been worried about this, Tom, I know you've brought it to the attention of authorities inadvertently, I think. I am now an official Wisconsinite.
Oh, you got your license plates changed. All right.
No going back now. Nope, no going back now. I replaced the license plates on my car. Well, I should say plate. I haven't put one on the front yet. What's the penalty for that if you don't have one on the front?
I have no idea.
Is that a serious penalty? Is that like 20 years in prison?
No,
is it a jail sentence?
No, it's probably a fine. But you know, I mean, no,
10 bucks?
I don't think they enforce that too stringently.
Well, I need to do that because I want to set a good example for the kids in the community. But I don't have a bracket on the front of my car.
Well, you need to get a Packer bracket then. They have those. Yes?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll get right on that.
If you'd like to have an insurance claim involving your car, get a Vikings bracket.
Or Bears, yeah. There you go.
Hey, that's an idea. That way, the car gets totaled. I get the insurance check. I can use that as a down payment on a new car. Brilliant! The show in no way condones insurance fraud and should not be. This program is only for entertainment purposes only. But yeah, I put that on there yesterday. I realized when I took my tag off, it's not that big of a deal. The tag had only been expired since May.
Nice.
Out of state
and expired.
Out of state expired tags. And it's one of those things. This is why you asked me the other day, do I need a personal assistant? And you're like, you don't need it. This is exactly why. Because things like this are very important to me, and I do want to be a law-abiding citizen. But with everything else that I think about, I just completely, totally forget about it as soon as it, you know,
you're too busy watching YouTube videos and you know, catching up on the Drudge Report. You know?
Well, this is important as far as the job is concerned. It's very, very important. And I found a cup of coffee, or I found a brand of coffee. I'm not going to mention it, but I found a brand of coffee. I was actually surprised. Have you ever had Sumatran coffee?
I think occasionally when I go to a coffee shop and buy the expensive stuff.
I bought
not the kind that comes through the wildcat feces. Huh?
No, thank you.
That is strained through
No.
That stuff's pretty expensive.
I think it's like $60 a pound or $90 a pound.
Yeah.
Something like that. I wandered into a little shop downtown over the weekend, and they had specialty coffees there, and I was reading you know, what it's supposed to be. I was reading the back of the bag, and I thought, well, this actually sounds pretty interesting. And I went ahead and
internal jet fuel will keep you flying off the ceiling all day.
Well, it said Sumatra coffee, and on the front it had a picture of a tiger. And I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. That's good coffee.
I know the shop of which you speak. It is the best-smelling store in downtown Boston.
Oh, yes. And the young lady that was working there was not bad on the eyes either. I'm just saying. I noticed anyway. So I got the coffee and I took it home. I thought, well, you know, let's fire up and try. It's delicious. It is absolutely fantastic. And it works.
Note to young lady, because everyone listens to the show this early. Seth will be coming back.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. You know, I signed up for their buy 10 get one free coffee thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how long it's going to be before I've bought 10 pounds of coffee?
So you bought one already.
I bought one.
9 excuses you have to make to your wife about why you have to buy the coffee alone.
You know what? This is going to make a great gift for
Christmas
all my friends.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I've got to buy it early and keep it on. But it was. But then I started making fun. I thought Sumatra coffee. Ah, Kama Sutra coffee.
Not the same thing.
Now.
I don't know. keep you up in the morning.
Hello, WSAU. I have my punch card. I'm back to try position 7, please.
Oh, God. The coffee cups are very interesting, especially the creamers. WSAU, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Summer's finally ending. Thank God. No more cicadas. Have we had enough of the cicadas making noise in the trees all summer? What the hell is that noise? Somebody told me it's a mating call, man. Can you believe it? Can you imagine if that's how we picked up our spouses, huh? With that? You walk into a singles bar. Hey, baby, how's it going? God, there's too many animals anyways, isn't there? Do we need them all? Do we need birds, for Christ's sake, huh? Do we need birds flying all around, buddy? What do we need birds for, sir? Crows? Do we need crows? Dig this. I'm laying in bed the other night having a nice little sleep, right? Sunlight comes up in the morning. Sunbeam comes through my window, hits me in the face. My little eyes flutter open. I'm laying in bed and all I can hear out in the garden is the merry song of every bird in the bird kingdom. It's like... And then all of a sudden... What the hell is he so pissed off at 6 in the morning? It's like going to a beautiful opera on a Saturday night. Ave Maria!
Ah! Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.